AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Saturday Racing Preview with AP McCoy, the champion jockey, joining me to look ahead to today's action at Ascot. A very good card to look forward to there. And AP is on the line now. How are you, AP?
Good, thank you.
Good man. Another good day at Ascot to look forward to.
Yeah, very good racing, obviously. The long walk order is the highlight, really. And, a couple of good horses in there, obviously. The likes of Sir Canada won a great one in France last time. Very smart horse, and I think he'll probably take all the better than that, but it's by no means a foregone conclusion.
Disappointed one at the last couple of years in Medina and swimming at Newbury, so we'll see what happens.
Yes, we'll move on to that race in due course. But the first race this afternoon is the 12:45. We start here with a Class 4 handicap hurdle over 3 miles, and the Tourard Man is 7-2 into 3-1 this morning. It's 5-1 for Rascal. Wizard's Bridge is 6s, 8s for Flintham, and Spooky Dookie 10-1 for Barton Heather and Under the Phone, and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Your first ride of the day, AP, you're on board Spooky Dookie, who was second on handicap debut last time. Are you expecting a bit more from him over this longer trip?
Yeah, I think Spooky Dookie's got a better chance going 3 miles. He ran very well at Newbury over 2.5 miles last time, behind Rosario De La Fette of David Pipes. I think we step up and triple help him, and he's got a good chance. It's a very open race. The Tourard Man obviously won well. The one is Novice Hurdle at Southwell. That was obviously Novice Hurdle, as it'll be interesting to see. The handicapper's given him a rating of 117, and he's probably one of the horses that's most likely to improve the most. Obviously, Rascal won well at Subtle last time, but he's gone up £15, so things are going to be a little bit more difficult for the likes of Rascal. And of the others, obviously, Wizard's Bridge has been in pretty good form for Colin Tizard. Won well at Fontwell when he won. But I think the Tourard Man is the one that's the likely favourite. I think he'll probably take most of the beating at this.
Okay, the Tourard Man will take the beating in the opener. The second race is the 1:15, and this one is a Class 2 graduation chase over the extended 2 miles and 5 furlongs. Irish Saint heads the betting at even money. 2-1 for Puffin Billy, 6s for Thomas Crapper, 14-1 for Grand Vision, and 20s for Dropout Joe. A couple of interesting ones here in Irish Saint and Puffin Billy. Both look pretty useful prospects over fences. Puffin Billy's 3 from 3 at Ascot as well. It's an interesting race between those two, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Both horses were rated Irish Saint 150 and Puffin Billy 149 over hurdles, so there was nothing between them over the hurdles. And Puffin Billy has progressed. I think over fences, his first run at Exeter behind on Raven Storm was okay, and he came back to Ascot to win next time, beating Carla Key. That was a good performance. And I thought Irish Saint ran very well. The King Henry 8, and obviously just playing Barbado about the last day over 2 miles. I think stepping up a trip will definitely help them. They're obviously the main ones. The Thomas Clapper and okay at Leicester behind Three Kingdoms. I like Irish Saint. I think the step up and trip is what he's crying out for, and I think he'll take all the beat.
Okay, Irish Saints in the 1:15 then. The 1:50 is the third race on the card this afternoon. This is a Class 3 handicap chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and the betting is headed. We have joint favourites this morning in the shape of Lanchetto and Malibu Sun. 9-2 for Ballygarvey. Belenos is 5s with Ulk Delan, and 11-2 for Last Shot. There is an on-runner here. Key to the West doesn't go. Few interesting ones in here, AP, but it's still quite an open race. So what are your thoughts in the 1:50?
Yeah, Lanchetto ran very well at Ascot last time behind Cropple Bay, and obviously had the Oak Dillon and Belenos behind him that day. I don't see any reason why those ones would finish behind him that they should finish in front of him today. So of those horses, I think Lanchetto is definitely the best of them. Ballygarvey of Philip Hobbs has run well at Cheltenham last time when he's fourth and he surged, but that was a long time ago. As I said, the Belenos and Ulk Dillon, they're a long way behind Lanchetto last time. I think just purely on basis of form, I think I've got to go for Lanchetto.
Okay, Lancetto in the 150. The 225 is one of the big races today at Ascot. This is the long walk hurdle. It's a grade one over 3 miles and one furlong. And Zarkanda heads the betting at 5-4. 130 for Medinas. Rev de Sivola, who's won the last two renewals of this, is 4-1. Sevens for Orbison and 12-1 for Delarca. Real interesting race, because if Rev de Sivola should bounce back, he'll have conditions in his favour in a race that he's won very easily in the last couple of years, AP. But you've got the potential of Zarkanda, who proved that he stays this trip in Autoy last time and is a bit more of a classy type. So which way would you go in the long walk hurdle?
Yeah, Rick Dissabola obviously has won this race twice, and he obviously likes Ascot, but his form, I think, of late leaves a little bit to be desired. He finished a long way behind Zarkanda and Otoy last month. I think whatever chance they have of beating Zarkanda is by dragging as much stamina out of him as possible. But even with that, I think he might have too much class. The other words, Abuson won well when he won at Haydock. Beat the Big Easy, but that was a handicap. There's a big step up to Arca. He's obviously stepping up on trip, and it's a big step up as well. And Medinas won well at Newbury when he won last time. I think Medinas is the one that's going to give Zarkanda most to do, but I think Zarkanda will win.
Okay, Zarkanda to win the long walk hurdle. The 3 o'clock is the penultimate race at Ascot this afternoon. This is the Silver Cup Handicap Chase, which is a listed race over 3 miles. An illustrious history if you go back into the 80s, and Arkell won it one time back in the 60s. Maybe not that kind of animal in here this year, but the Young Master heads the betting at 3-1 and is very progressive. Hublon de Zobo finished second off top weight in the Hennessy last time and is 7-2. 11-2 for Sound Investment. Ardkilly Witness sixes. 12-1 for Here Big Spender and Larev, and then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in this year's renewal, AP?
Yeah, I can see obviously the Young Master won well at Bencanton in that race that he unfortunately got disqualified in. But he's a stone higher now, and I think things are going to be a lot tougher. I think Sun Investment ran well enough when he was second to No Buts last time at Newbury. Before that, he won at Sandown. I think Sun Investment's definitely got a big chance. Peter Sundown has had the benefit of the run. He was obviously disappointing in the Hennessy. And then he tells one that, and obviously Hublon de Zobo was second, and that was a great run by Hublon de Zobo. He you know, very solid horse, even though he's the top weight, he won this last year. He's definitely not without a chance. And, you know, so those are ones that I think are the most likely to play a part. If I'm picking one, I think I'd probably go for a little bit of value and go for Viva Sunday.
Okay, bit of value there then. In the 3 o'clock, and on to the final race at Ascot this afternoon. We finish in the 3:30, which is the Ladbroke handicap hurdle, a grade three handicap hurdle over 2 miles. And the market is headed by Activio this morning, who's 11-2, 7-1 for Shelford. Clondor Warrior is 8, 9-1 for Balgarry. Gardler Victoire is 12-1 with Bayan. Pine Creek 14s with Hello George, and Seabeat. AP's ride, Goodwood Mirage, is 16s, 20-1 for Pyromaniac and Gassing Golf, and then 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. As the market suggests, 11-2 the field. It is an open race here, AP. We've seen plenty of movement in the betting throughout the week, and several stories about which horses will go well. You're on board Goodwood Mirage as well. How do you see it going this year?
Yeah, Goodwood Mirage, we'll start with him. I was impressed with him at Weatherby. He won quite well. My slight concern is that he's a horse that would like a really fast run race, and would probably like a little bit of better ground. So, and obviously John Joe's horses haven't been in the best of form. I think that whatever 16-1 or whatever it is, he's got definitely got an each way chance. But you just worry about the form of the horses. The ones that I like, my idea of the winner is Clondor Warrior. I thought he ran very well. The great would. Behind Gardner Leclerc. He's getting the best part 2 stone off him today. And I'm listening to William Wong, he seems quite bullish about him. So with 10 stone in the back, I think John the Warrior is going to take a lot of beating. Of the others, Shelford is a progressive horse. He won well when he beat Abuson at Chepstow. He's definitely got a big chance. Active is the one that a lot of the money's been for. He was a decent juvenile hurdler, won the Adonis hurdle at Kempton. Definitely a good form. Bayan was a very good second in a very competitive Galway hurdle. And that's good form. And as I mentioned, Gardner Victoire won the Great Wood. But I think that the form of the Great Wood is the most solid. And I think that Clondalk Warrior is going to take all the bit in the 10th stone. So Klondike Warrior for me in the London.
Okay, Klondike Warrior for AP then in the 3:30. Thank you very much, AP. Good luck today, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again ahead of Boxing Day.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.